This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's GAC, and look who is in the studio lounge between the two ficuses, whatever the plural form of ficus is, Mr. Kyle Stutzman from Pure IT Credit Union Services. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I hope you're not following the between the two ferns
theme today. No, that's as far as it goes.
Okay, good.
That's as far as it goes.
I'm not ready to be roasted.
No, we like people. We want to have fun in here. We're not into roasting. So,
perfect.
All right. So, being back in person, I'm asking everybody this question to start off. Your thoughts about being back in person? This is, got about 4,000 people upstairs and running around. What are your initial thoughts?
It's wonderful. I mean, you're really there, right?
Hey, like, six feet. Man.
I'm sorry. Yes. It is really good. It's really good. We're seeing people on the street. We're hearing people say, oh, yeah, it's so nice to hear, I mean, the inspirational speakers. I mean, they're always good, but I don't usually hear someone, like, rave about those speakers, and they're like, it's just so nice to be back and someone to tell us that we can get back out there in the world and do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting to hear people excited about just being together again.
Yeah.
And we sat with a couple credit unions, three or four credit unions at lunch, and they're like, we've had more productive conversations just in these last day and a half that we've been here. Separate from sessions. Like, I just can sit down with a vendor and I'm talking to leadership. I'm not just talking to a marketing department or trying to work through a help desk. I said, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, there's nothing, the Zoom thing was a great plan B. It did its job. So, but there's still nothing better than the face-to-face impromptu type stuff. So yeah,
agreed.
Good stuff. Hey, the topic at hand here is fintechs and cores. Now they can talk. What do you mean by this, Kyle? Can you expand on this?
Yes, a problem that we think has been in the industry for a long time and I think can resonate very quickly with everyone. So you go into a nice conference, say it's GAC, right? We're here.
Very nice conference.
How many people are in those exhibit halls and you see some new, there's a whole bunch of new exhibitor carpets you can go see and they're new to the,
I heard that.
Right?
Yeah.
They're new to the credit union industry, or at least new to GAC. There's a whole bunch of fintechs, there's new service providers. And you start to have the conversation, and eventually you think, oh, one of my top three questions I forgot to ask, does it work with my core?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And and the result of that, the answer, is extremely impactful if they say no, or it's on our roadmap.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Which, who knows what that means? lots of things are on the roadmap, and they may not come around for 3 to 5 years, or what that is. So we've seen this problem. And we have something that is, this is the preview, we have something that we've been collaborating with others in the industry, and it exists, it's in demos, it's in the dev world, it's there for fintechs and software providers and credit unions to be working with in pilot, and we're going to be able to officially announce that hopefully in the next 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
But the concept is just what you said. Now, can we make this happen where if you want a solution, you can have it whether they've worked with your core or not in the past? In the short version, basically, we have, to begin with, I think it's 6 or 7 credit union cores and a couple community banking cores that are just available. So if they can talk to an open standard, or if we need to help them talk to the open standard, which may take 6 to 8 weeks of just making sure that functions, they immediately have access to those cores.
So any core, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a big announcement.
Yeah, and it's not. It's meant to be open in the sense that if you are a credit union and you want to work with a fintech provider, we want to make sure that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that. It's different than if you go to say Q2 or Constellation, or there's a number of other ones that I can move my digital platform and then they have a fintech marketplace and I can kind of pick and choose from that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are valuable to our industry, but this is really if there is a new solution and I want it to talk. So on the fintech and software side, it's extremely exciting to them because they can actually talk to someone and say, we'll be able to work with your core. We can work with your core.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, it's on my roadmap and I can work with one now, but yours is going to be somewhere down the line.
Right.
Or on the credit union side, it's, well, if I have this connection that I've set up to my core, mm-hmm. and I already have someone using it, mm-hmm. now adding the next one is extremely simple, yeah. and adding the third, and you get maybe it's an enterprise connection, and you can add as many as you want.
Talk about freedom.
That's the idea. Yeah. How do we
pick and choose who they want to work with?
Take innovation that already exists in our industry, mm-hmm. but is roadblocked by this gap mm-hmm. of being able to talk to the actual data set that we need to enable for our members.
So is this like a cousin of open banking? Because it sounds like it's along those same lines, right? Or am I off?
No, I don't think you're off on that at all. I think it would help facilitate that open banking. Because this concept, if the platform is there in order to allow software to talk to the core, mm-hmm. it also could allow a CUSO to have financial services that could talk to multiple cores and help, even so they could function with some credit union banking type services. Mm-hmm. It also could allow things to happen between cores mm-hmm. that may be very helpful between institutions, you know, that could be facilitated as opposed to just thinking only software to core.
Yeah.
It really could be core to core, or there could be fintechs that actually start sharing data set information between each other in collaboration too.
Okay.
There's no reason to think that if you actually have a messaging platform that allows this communication, that it only has to go one way.
So what sparked this idea? Was it the scenario that you described in the beginning where, you know, a vendor is talking to a credit union and then the credit union goes, well, will it integrate with my core? And the answer to that question is, well, either a yay or a nay, and that determines whether we're going to go with you or not. So is that kind of what sparked it, or was it something else?
Well, sparking it is challenging because it's been 18 years of dealing with this problem directly in my own experience. Yeah. I mean, I remember back in, what was it, 2006 or 7, trying to get a piece of software integrated with a Fiserv core. We were using DataSafe at the time. And it just wasn't there. And there was no way to make that happen unless we went and either did it ourselves with a third party. That was no guarantee they actually could get the approval to get the connection to mm-hmm, the core, mm-hmm. or we went to the core and then they charged us an arm and a leg and half a branch in order to develop this, and it was a 9-month process, and we had to be heavily, heavily involved.
I bet.
And this was just to get it talking, not even to make the major, innovation was already there, the data was already mm-hmm. there, and we spent all this energy. So I have personal experience of the pain of this. but then we work with, on the Pure IT side, which we've been trying to work with credit unions on all their roadmaps and strategy, it continuously runs into this problem. So I want to work down this path. We have fintechs that are partners that we go to help them implement, and they can only work with certain cores because mm-hmm. they've never been able to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. We see Circle in our industry and we see CUNA Mutual Fund they're enabling fintechs to do more in our industry, mm-hmm. and yet, who is helping solve that other issue?
Who's helping,
issue?
Connect.
And so people coming together to solve this, we're extremely excited about this and what it could mean.
Yeah, because there's so many, obviously, there's so many fintechs out there. You can't swing a cat without hitting one of these days. So,
right.
So this just...
You're going to get letters about that.
Swinging cats?
Yeah. That's.
Well, they're not real.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
They're the ones that you can swing.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, I would say swing a dead cat, but that's not politically correct. So I'll just swing a cat.
I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay.
It just seems like there's going to be some animal people.
Put a helmet.
Gotcha.
Put a helmet on.
Gotcha. So, continue.
I like cats.
What was the point?
I have no clue what I was about to say. No, but you can't. The amount of fintechs out there is astronomical now, and it keeps rising. So something like this really is a feather in the credit union's cap, so to speak. Again, to give them that freedom to pick and choose who they want to work with.
They've more than doubled during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So you cannot. Walk through the exhibit hall. There's all kinds of fintech solutions that are.
Yeah, the technology presence here at this show. I talked to Jim Nussel about it. It's like,
skyrocket.
Did you guys do that on purpose? He goes, there's so much out there that we got to bring it in. So yeah.
Yeah. But once again, it's innovation that's there mm-hmm. and they want to help, but unless you can figure out how to make the whole part of that framework function, it's not going to actually enable things for members. And we don't want things walled off if we can avoid that. How do we let credit unions and a software provider make that choice mm-hmm. That they can work together without forcing a whole nother realm of things that have to mm-hmm. be done, or you have to switch other digital platforms?
The other benefit that I'm seeing, and you guys have probably already seen this as well, I might be just preaching to the choir.
Oh, go right ahead.
But But it just seems like that just makes them that much more valuable because they can offer those,
absolutely,
part of the 90s term, the cutting edge type services and product services that we're all so used to,
right,
on the Amazons and the Ubers and things like that. So, and making that banking process almost invisible, you know, making that banking,
absolutely,
process, what we, the F word, frictionless.
Yeah.
So
there's amazing apps out there. I mean, if I could, you know, we all buy things along, buying a car, recently went through that process. My credit unions were not prepared to help me with that process, mm-hmm, unless I really did all my homework beforehand. And I'd love to say I could plan ahead like that, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes I can't.
Yeah.
And so to have it pre-approved and the check and everything ready to go, as
right,
opposed to having it, and yet there's apps in our industry that we're supporting with financial money from,
yeah,
our credit unions,
yeah,
that can do everything we need in an app and spend half as much time and put in a quarter of the information that you have to do in a normal application. But it's missing that connection to pull,
yeah,
the data, to make the decision, and then to put the app on your
so
books.
This is
part
answer.
Of the solution,
okay,
for that. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. We've been wanting to solve this problem for a long time, and it's time that we make a serious attempt to do that. And we have people lining up to do it.
I mean, if
people are interested in this, that's what we wanted to kind of start this message,
really?
To say, hey, we already have pilots.
Okay.
We can give someone a demo. They can do test transactions against this open API,
mm-hmm,
set, and then have it talk to any number of cores,
mm-hmm,
so they can,
mm-hmm,
see how this functions.
Okay.
So that we can make an impact quicker.
Okay, and the launch date again is 60 to 90 days
60
out?
60 to 90 days,
there?
Yeah,
okay.
Which we can then start talking what the name is and solutions and all the details.
That's fun.
But it's not something that credit unions are going to have to go run on their own, or fintech has to run on their own, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, fintechs have to and software providers have to focus on their business, and credit unions need to focus on the members and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we have a hosted platform,
mm-hmm,
that does this and enables it for them?
Yeah, matchmaker, yeah, is what I'm thinking.
Sure.
Something like that.
I don't know if we can call it that, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's only a few days away. Maybe this matchmaker solution is,
yeah,
maybe you're onto something.
Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Well, we'll brainstorm later. We don't want to bore.
That's good.
I'm sitting here silently. So anyway, all right, Kyle. Well,
yeah,
anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words?
No. This is a collaborative venture. We have a small group under NDA that's working through a lot of the details,
mm-hmm,
but those that might have interest or feedback, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no longer due diligence, it's in prep for the market,
mm-hmm,
but we want to hear that feedback. We want people lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have a lot of additional pilots out there,
mm-hmm,
from the credit union side as well as from a software side.
All right.
Yeah.
Connect Tech. There you go.
Connect Tech.
Yeah.
I like it.
Connect Tech. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Trade market.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.